T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the band Dumpster Funk. Now, you know, they opened up for the Stones when they were in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome recently. The song is called She's Music. Ivan Neville of Dumpster Funk joins us live in the studio. Ivan, welcome to the show.
How you doing, man?
Good. Tell me about this this big event. Dumpster Funk is going to be there. Trombone Shorty, who couldn't make it to the studio today, but he's going to be there later on today. This is at Fulton Street, and it's a Get the Vote Out rally and concert.
Yes, indeed. To just remind everybody to come out and vote on Saturday morning. Because, you know, sometimes it slips your mind. You should not let it slip your mind.
You know, and I think sometimes people say, well, I don't like either candidate, so I'm not going to vote. And I think that's a cop-out.
My theory about that is a non-vote is a vote for something you may oppose.
Yeah.
So you should go and use your voice.
First of all, how are you guys doing? You know, you had a couple of losses in your family recently.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
Yeah, we hanging in there. We keeping it going, you know. The spirit is alive, you know. My Uncle RT and my Uncle Charles, about a year or so ago. And then we lost Dr. John and Dave Bartholomew, the whole, I mean, that's like the end of an era, you know.
They have to have one hell of a band in heaven.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And now we're like the old guys. Yeah, yeah, some of us, you know.
Yeah. So what is the name of the Get the Vote Out rally?
Is it called Get the Vote, Get Out the Vote, or is there something else to it?
All right, so tell me who all is going to be there. So it's going to be Dumpster Funk and Trombone Shorty.
Trombone Shorty, Fifth Ward Weeby, Tank from Tank and the Bangers, Soul Rebels Brass Band, Shamar Allen,
okay,
and Manny Fresh.
And you guys are doing this. You're getting together, putting on this concert rally to just bring awareness to how important it is to vote in the election tomorrow.
Yeah, it's called Turn Up, Turn Out. Turn Up, Turn Out, Get Out the Vote. And supposedly the mayor's going to be there. And, you know, you got to remind people, you know.
Now, even though the mayor's going to be there, this is still about getting the vote out, regardless of who you're going to vote for.
Yeah, vote. Yeah, just vote.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously, you know, we know some of us have an opinion on who we want to, you know, Governor Edwards.
Okay.
that's who I early voted, and that's who I voted for. And I voted yes for Mayor Cantrell's thing that she had
going on. The tourist tax thing?
All that stuff, yeah. You know, but the idea is that people take it for granted, that this is something that a lot of people fought long and hard for and went through a lot of changes, a lot of tribulations to be able to vote. And the fact that people take that for granted and just say, oh, it's not going to make a difference if I vote or not and blah, blah. But it does make a difference.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I talk a lot about that on the show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Scoot. Beautiful Friday afternoon. We're heading into the weekend. We've got a lot to get to this afternoon. Some controversial, some is just going to be fun. But Ivan Neville from Dumpster Funk is in our studio because there's a big rally, Fulton Street, this afternoon. The concert's free?
It's free. We all can afford it.
And so what time does this start?
I think it's from 6 to 9, 6 to 9 p.m. So come on, if you're coming home from work, stop on by, or if you're just chilling.
Yeah, I mean, if you work downtown, just walk over to Fulton Street, free concert.
Yes, there'll probably be some food available nearby, food and drink, and people will be hanging out, and we'll be playing lots of music.
And this is all about just reminding people to get out and vote tomorrow.
I
do agree with Ivan. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Well, I mean, it does matter, but what matters most is that you just get out and vote. And too many people just say, well, I don't like either. I think saying you don't like either candidate is kind of a cop-out.
Exercise the right. Do some research. Find something. You're not going to agree with everybody all the time. You're going to find something that maybe they're not doing that you maybe want them to do.
Right.
But do some research and say, okay, well, this person is the person maybe I should vote for.
Yeah,
if
you describe a candidate as any candidate on any level as the perfect candidate, then you're probably not looking at this with an open mind. Because no candidate is a perfect candidate.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Because there's no perfect people.
Right.
So, you know, you got to do some research and do a little homework and exercise that right.
Let's talk a little bit about the mayor's initiative. And I think it's basically called the tourist tax. And this would not cause taxpayers in New Orleans to pay any more, but it would cause tourists to pay a little more. And it would be more money for the city of New Orleans.
Yeah, they got to find the money somewhere. And I mean, at least they're making an effort to do so, to do something about some things that have caused us a lot of problems. I see, I saw drainage mentioned in this proposal about talking about the infrastructure, streets, fixing some streets. You know, we're full of potholes all over the place. The street, you got to watch where you drive or you'll ruin your car.
I would think that like the business of like balancing and balancing tires and front end alignments must be like a lucrative business here.
They make a fortune, I'm sure. But when things of that nature, I mean, when I saw drainage, I'm like, oh, please, somebody send some people down there and see what's going on down there, because it's flooding every time it rains.
And Channel 4, literally, Tontron went down there with the boots on, and he went down in the sewage canals, the runoff canals, and talked about how bad it has been. And you know, you and I have seen. I grew up here. You grew up here.
Yeah.
We've seen how bad it has gotten recently for no particular reason other than something's wrong.
Something is drastically wrong. So, I mean, if we see somebody putting an effort out or trying to fix something, we complain enough about it, go out and vote.
Yeah, this does seem like it's going to put the burden on tourists, but not to the point where it would cut down on tourism. I mean, you wouldn't want it to be so expensive to come here that nobody would come here, but doesn't look like that's the case. So I live downtown. I'm gonna support that initiative.
I mean, it's always six one way, half a dozen the other. Something, money's got to come from somewhere.
Well, you know, Ivan, we just don't really, we don't. The city of New Orleans, it seems like, and I don't have the figures in front of me, but it seems like we really don't get our fair share of the taxes that go to the state. Yes, we do get some money. But there are always going to be those people in parts of Louisiana that really are not that crazy about New Orleans.
Right.
And they don't like Bourbon Street, and they don't like things that we do here, which is okay. I mean, as long as you don't stop me from doing what I want to do, I don't care what you think. But there are people who don't give New Orleans the respect it deserves in terms of what it brings to the state revenue-wise.
And they reap the benefits.
They do. Yeah. And so I think we need a greater percentage of the money. This is one of the things that I agree with Mayor Mitch Landrieu on. You know, quite often we needed a bigger share of that money, but in lieu of that, this tax again, if we approve it, this is going to be paid for by tourists and visitors that come here.
Yeah.
I know you're a big Saints fan.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right, last week, what the hell happened?
We laid the egg.
Oh yeah.
We laid the proverbial egg. I mean. I knew it was going to happen at some point, but against the Falcons, you know, me and Isaiah, we were at the game. We were pretty disappointed, to say the least. But, I mean, you know, hopefully that's a wake-up. Hopefully it's a wake-up call and these guys get it together. And, you know, I hope his throwing hand. I hope it's all right. I don't hope he didn't come out too early. I don't know. There's a lot of thought about a lot of those things. We got a great team. We got a great coach, and I think those guys can rally and put it together. There's no reason in the world that we should lose this Sunday to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, in the first game that Drew came back in, he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But yeah, the performance Sunday was. You know, I was afraid. I talked about this on the show. I said, you know, in the past we've seen Saints teams play to the level of their competition.
Yeah.
And they don't play to the Saints' potential. And I said, but I don't think that's going to happen with the Saints team. But it did.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that as maybe a trap game. And I'm like, okay, a division opponent. We hate them. They hate us.
Yeah.
Their coach is probably coaching for his life, his job.
Yeah.
They, you know, a one-win team. They know us very well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
And doesn't this also really define the emotional factor in sports? You know, it's like the David and Goliath thing. You know, Goliath could have, beat the hell out of David, but, you know, David won the fight. I think back on the 1980 Miracle on Ice, where the U.S. hockey team beat the Russians in Lake Placid, New York. So there are times when an inferior team, talent-wise, wins because of emotion, and the Falcons came in here because they were having such a terrible season, it would make their season to come in here and beat us. And
that was
they
like
did.
Their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they won it.
Yep. They did.
But we, you know what? They've only won two games. They're 2-7. We're 7-2. So
yeah.
I'm happy about that. So we got the rest of the season to do our thing.
Ivan Neville with Dumpster Funk is in our studio, and there is a big rally and a free concert, Fulton Street. It happens this evening from 6 to 9. Trombone Shorty's going to be there, Dumpster Funk, and many others. It is really a rally. It gives you great music. It's a fun time to just, you know, start the weekend early. But it's designed to bring attention to the importance of voting.
Yes.
And there are so many people who feel like they're disenfranchised, but one of the things that they don't do is vote.
Yeah. And I thought I'd mention there's something else. If you RSVP, you might have to look this up. Look up for an ad for this event today. There's some aspect of, if you RSVP something, you could possibly win a lunch with Alvin Kamara. That's all I know.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you look, it's turn up, turn out. Look it up. I don't have the exact information.
Well, people can find
it.
Yeah,
turn up, turn out, get out the vote. And there's some, text turn out NOLA. Text turn out NOLA to RSVP. Text turn out NOLA to 33777. And if you RSVP, you're eligible for possibly winning a lunch with Alvin Kamara.
Okay, the number is 33777.
33777. Yes.
Okay.
Turn out NOLA.
I'll keep this here in the studio, and I'll remind you this a little bit later. But lunch with Alvin Kamara would be really cool. What would you ask if you sat down at lunch with Alvin Kamara? What would you ask him?
Oh my God, I don't know. Oh man, I probably got to think of a million things. Right now, I'm at a loss for words.
No, that's all right. I would. You know, one thing that I would want to just ask him is, how long have you known that you've had this like really incredible innate talent to do what he does?
He's so quick and agile, and he's not and he's bigger than people think he is. He's not a small guy, but he moves very acrobatic and very graceful.
His instincts and what he knows is something you can't teach. You're either born with it or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lunch with Alvin Kamara. And here's another player who has not been himself, and he really didn't seem to be himself in the game Sunday against the Falcons.
Yeah. He's been a little banged up, you know. Hopefully he's good this week, you know. I think when we lost Lattimore, he's going to be out for a minute possibly. So we got to step up. We stepped up. We stepped up when Drew was out.
Well, that's right.
The defense stepped up. Teddy was doing his thing. Yeah. Everybody stepped up. We need to step up like that for the rest of the season.
No, exactly. And one of the things that I was talking about is, as well, you know, if the team stepped up and did this well without Breeze, when Breeze comes back, if everybody continues to step up, who the hell could beat us?
We need that urgency to stay, yes.
All right, we're going to continue with Ivan Neville. Here is another Dumpster Funk song. In fact, I think this is a song you did with Trombone Shorty. I Wish You Would.
Okay,
Trombone Shorty's going to be there, a free rally and concert, and that's going to happen at Fulton Street from 6 to 9. Ivan Neville continues with us. Listen to this music going into the break. I mean, how do you describe this? It's really not easy to describe New Orleans funk. Well, we'll try to do that when we come back with one of the guys who's involved in it. I'm Scoot with Ivan Neville on WFUL. This is Trombone Shorty, something beautiful. Trombone Shorty, Dumpster Funk, will be a part of this Turn Up, Turn Out rally. It's all designed to bring awareness to voting tomorrow because it is very, very important. And in addition to governor, there are other races that are important, not the least of which are all the initiatives on the ballot. So, you know, learn about those and vote. And Ivan Neville, who is a part of Dumpster Funk and will be part of the rally later from 6 to 9 at Fulton Street, is live in our studio with us. And he talked about this great contest that's going on. You can register to win lunch with Alvin Kamara. And you need to tweet So it's tweet RSVP?
No, it's text.
Text.
It's text. Turnout NOLA.
Turnout NOLA. Okay, I got it.
33777. Or you can go to actionnola.com/turnout.
All right. Go to actionnola.com/turnout and text turnout NOLA to 33777.
So,
okay, and that registers you for a lunch with Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
God, wouldn't you feel awful if you're having lunch with Alvin Kamara and, I don't know, you dropped something and you asked him to reach over and pick it up and he somehow, like, wrenched his back picking up something at lunch?
That'd be bad.
I hope he's feeling a little better this week. How do you describe New Orleans funk?
Oh, New Orleans funk. Okay, New Orleans funk is a little bit slankier, a little bit dirtier, and then you got many different elements because you got the brass band, you got the sounds of the street, you got the just growing up with the parades and all of that stuff. You got the Mardi Gras Indian element that influences it. So you got all of these elements that come together. And a lot of times it's within the groove. It's the note that you don't hear.
Hmm.
It's the boom, you know.
That's interesting. I never heard that.
It's the space in between the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost as if if you want to understand it, you have to experience it. You can't explain it into words because it's kind of like when several genres collide.
Absolutely. It's just like having the perfect bowl of gumbo.
Yeah. How do you explain that? You know it when you have it.
You just put everything in it, and it comes out great. That roux. You got to make sure that roux is perfect.
So what inspires you to write music?
Just waking up in the morning, you know? Just getting to wake up and see another day inspires me. Seeing my little dude over there, my little man Isaiah. Watching him and making me feel young, you know.
That's cool. Little Isaiah's
throwing the football with him.
In the studio here right now.
Yeah, and watching him play soccer. I mean, and then there's a lot of things around you inspire you to want to write music. Like you don't intentionally want to, be preachy, but sometimes you have to say something. Like we have a song called Justice that's talking about some stuff, you know. And when you have the platform to say something in a song, you can say something and it can mean a certain thing or it can be interpreted in a few different ways.
But you're not political on stage. You don't have a political message when you do a show.
No. We have some social commentary within some of our music and some of our songs. Right. But we're not preachy. We got a lot of music. Some of our music is music to think. You can think to it and dance to it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't. I mean, I have to either think or dance. I can't do both at the same
time.
Make
you think and make you dance.
One or the other. You know? I got to make a decision.
I heard that, yeah.
But this event, I applaud you and Trombone Shorty and everybody for coming together and doing this because voting is important. And, you know, I just so often talk about those people who do feel disenfranchised and yet they're registered to vote and they don't take the time to vote. So if you're registered and you haven't voted yet, look, I know it's going a lot further than, you know, the kitchen, but, you know, you really need to exercise that right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a right you should not take for granted, you know.
And we do. And there are still people in other countries fighting for the right that we have that we so easily take for granted.
We got so many freedoms, and we can do a lot of things that people all over the world and different parts of the world don't have the privilege of doing. And the youngsters, I see some youngsters that are like, you know, seeing. And we got a lot of things that are not right. You know, we got the prison system. People are locked up and incarcerated unjustly, and people getting killed. For saying the wrong thing or moving the wrong way. Things like that happen all over this country. And you can complain about it. You know, or you can try to do something about it. I mean, I know it's tough because you see things and you say, okay, nothing's really changing and racism still exists and all that. I mean, and a lot of that is true. But if you don't vote, you don't use your voice.
Yeah, racism is still part of our culture, our society. Yeah. It's changed a lot. You know, yeah. I mean, I remember as a kid growing up in New Orleans, I remember seeing separate bathrooms, separate water fountains, right. And I asked my dad, you know, why? Because my first question was why? Because it didn't make sense right. that human beings would have separate bathrooms and separate water fountains.
Yeah, see, because we don't, as children, we're not born thinking like that.
Yeah,
that's something that's taught, and that's a shame, you know. It resurfaced again recently, you know.
Yeah, it did.
Because it kind of we didn't think it was as bad as it is, but we really are more similar than we are different, and people.
Well, you know, we are, and it's a struggle quite often on this show to deal with racism and racial issues without trying to make everything seem about race, because everything is not about race.
No,
you know, sometimes things happen and it wasn't because of race, it was because of behavior.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that some things haven't happened because of race.
Yes, yes, it's hard to put, yeah. And there's a lot of hatred and a lot of frustration that we feel yeah. out there. And I mean, the only way to do something about it is to try to change things.
And voting is one way to try to yeah. change things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get out and vote. Look, I applaud you guys for doing this afternoon. Free concert from 6 to 9. I want to leave on a happy note. I mean, it's going to be a great evening. I mean, the sun's going to go down and it'll be cool, but it's November the 15th. It's supposed to be cool. It's going to be a great fall afternoon evening for New Orleans Funk. Live downtown,
yes,
Fulton
indeed.
Street, and a great cause.
No excuse not to come out there. It's free. We yeah. can all afford it.
All right. Ivan, it has been an honor to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Scoot. Thank
and I
you. My
appreciate
pleasure.
The fact that you,
My pleasure.
You listen to the show on a regular
yes,
basis.
Indeed.
All right, here's another one of those songs that, you know, I mean, you can't really describe this. But I love what Ivan said about sometimes it's the note you don't hear that makes the funk the funk.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want to tell somebody to just go funk themselves, you know?
That's right, that's right.
All right, just Dumpster Funk with Ivan Neville as we go to break and turn out for that that rally. I will remind you later of the number that you can text, a place where you can text to register to have lunch with Saints running back Alvin Kamara. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.